This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
John Statmiller here.
Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour. I almost said second. It's hard to believe. We're already at the third hour here on Govern America as it continues to be the 28th of September, 2013, as we're visiting last and this hour with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website. That's ChannelingReality.com. And the phone lines are wide open if you'd like to participate in the discussion that we're having here. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I guess, I don't know if we finished up everything that we were doing in the last hour, Vicki. Before we go to the phones, we already have a caller on the line. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we go to the phones?
No, just that all of this is documented on my website. I've done a series that starts with, it's in reverse order. It begins with creative treason, and then there are about, I don't know, six or seven things that I've written that are condensations of all the research that I've done, where I've incorporated the new material that I've just recently found, like the diaspora communities, and so that people can go to the links. It's especially important to go to the State Department links, because yes, they are the lead agency in this treason against the people of the United States.
Why haven't these people been tried and prosecuted for treason?
I think because the national security apparatus that was created created a police, like a secret police, a Gestapo, you know, which is probably the CIA, along with it. And so,
well, that makes me think that that's probably the real reason why we have Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's to bring the because they know, you know, as people get this whole system figured out, and they understand that their country is being taken down. Mm-hmm. The United States, I mean, you know, you, if you were to go along with this, you just pack up your flag and never play the national anthem again. It's all over if you go along with this. And yep, the Department of Home Scam Security is the, they're the agency that is going to enforce this global system.
Yep.
They're not really working for the interests of the American people. There's nothing American about these systems of surveillance and control that are being implemented.
Well, and never, ever forget how the National Home Scam Security Agency came about and the scam that brought that about as well.
Yeah.
Well, makes you think that September 11th really was about hijacking, and I mean, I know this almost sounds like why don't you state the obvious, Weeks, but it was a definite hijack of the country, not just as far as police state tactics are concerned, but what, from reading your material, it dawns on me, Vicki, that it was an economic hijack.
Oh, it's all been economic. They have done this whole thing. They couldn't bring the United States down militarily. And so what they did is to put everything in commercial terms.
Yeah.
And it's all been done through international law and in the arena of commerce.
Yeah, amen. All right, I'll tell you what. We got the phone line stacked now. Let's go and push some of these calls through. Up first is John in Tennessee. John, go ahead. Hello, John. Do we have John? All right, okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back to John. Let's go to Barry in California. Barry.
Hey, Darren.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning. Dr. Waterman, the watermanfiles.com, subscribed to his email blast. He sent one out this morning, or it was last night, I'm not sure. I have to look at the time. But in Panama, they're doing a bank holiday from Thursday, and they're opening back up on the 1st of October, and all the banks are closed in Panama.
Interesting.
That is really interesting.
So if you go to thewatermanfiles.com, mm-hmm. it's when it comes up, you'll see it, so that if you want to save it to your website.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone on the road, so I'm not able to finesse you.
I certainly appreciate that information. That's
so do I.
Something's going on, and I don't know what it is. And
that was something I forgot to mention about Barroso and what his speech, by the way, was given on September 11th, and he explained what I called the crisscross double cross, and which I consider to be a confession of treason. You know, against all the countries in the world. But something that else that he mentioned in his speech was the creation of a monetary union.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it could be that they are planning to move to an international monetary union, which if you don't control your own money supply, you're not really a country.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually wrote an article on this. It's called Concerning Global Unions. I actually found that. They are talking about creating banking, a global banking union.
Mm.
And so that's something people need to look up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really surprising to those of us who've been watching this for years, and certainly the Single Global Currency Association can be searched out. These are central bankers themselves talking about how they want to create this global currency and the steps that they have. They've outlined plans, steps that they're taking to do this.
Well, and all of the global markets are tied into the banks, including the black markets. And so, yes, you can see how this thing has grown just into a monster.
Yeah,
and that's the really one of the really important points. A lot of people just focus on the banking system, but it's really the international system of law that allows the banks to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the international law system in the history that I saw at the Hague is that the idea of a global international legal system goes back 750 years that they've been working on this. And
that's just amazing. That is just amazing.
Darren?
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
Hey, Darren, can I ask one question? And I'm going to take it off the air because I'm probably hearing background noises. But I think that all these world leaders all know what's going on. They're playing a game. They're putting on a show. And they all know what all this is leading up to. Even with Putin, all the people in our country are praising Putin. On the surface, it looks like that, but I don't believe that. I don't believe I believe they're all doing it together, and I'm going to take that off the air now.
Okay, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the information there about Panama.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Barry.
You, Barry.
Yeah, they definitely are in it together. And if you go back to the Atlantic Charter, I forget what year it was signed, 1941, 1942, something like that, That was an agreement signed between Great Britain, the United States, the Soviet Union, and China. And I think that that's really when the plan was formulated, for this global system.
One thing that comes to my mind, and we're almost up, got a break coming up here, but what's the outcome of this whole Syria situation? You know, the deal between Obama and Putin led to the disarmament of Syria, and that's what really the global agenda is the disarmament of every sovereign country. So whether or not it was intended to be that way, that's certainly the way it ended up working out. So, I don't know. You draw your own conclusions, listeners. We got to take the break. We'll continue here with more of your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, and we'll be back here in a moment on Govern America.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. As we continue here, let's go out back down to Tennessee. I think John is back. John, go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Hi, Vicki, Nancy.
Hi.
Listen, what first came to mind, Darren, you know my thoughts on what America really is. But when I heard the Diaspora Alliance, I didn't think about foreigners coming in. Folks, they're not being dispersed. They're coming here because they want to. So who is the, who's the dispersion affecting other than Americans? This diaspora alliance.
They're being brought over here. They're being incentivized.
They're being coalesced. They're coming together here by choice. They're not being dispersed. They're being brought in. They're coming of their own free will. The ones that are being dispersed are the people of this country. So America has effectively become an equivalent. America is the new Babylon. And the Christian people in this country are being dispersed. We're in diaspora. And until we realize that and recognize that, I don't know what more can be done.
Well, the problem is we can't be dispersed to other countries because hostilities have been created for us by just about every other country in the world. So if we go to some other country and attempt to do what's being done to us,
it's not a danger. Darren, it's not a national dispersion. Our jobs have been shipped overseas, and now they're bringing people in from Bangladesh and Pakistan and India and Asia and South Africa,
and the Middle East,
and they're filling the jobs that they have taken from the American people. So America is basically, what did they do when the hurricane hit Katrina and hit New Orleans? They took the Ninth Ward and they moved them all across the country. They dispersed the problem. They spread it out. And they're talking now about this getting rid of, public housing and dispersing the problem into areas that would be more beneficial. So this,
well, I go back to Agenda 21. Relocate your human populations. That is the diaspora, except it's international.
But what I'm getting at, and I don't want to sound too adamant, but the American people are not being forced to leave the country. They're being forced to, if there's no jobs in Detroit, you better go to Arkansas. If there's none in Arkansas, you better go to Michigan. If they're not in New York, you're free to move to Washington State. I mean, they don't give a rip, but yet they'll bring people in and set up an entire area like they've done in Nashville. One area is Vietnamese, one area is Ethiopian, one area is Arabic, one area is Pakistan. They've taken internet.
You're right, it is the new Babylon. It's the territory of Babylon, and I did write something with that title, but that was before I knew that there was a term for it and that there was actually a written strategic plan for it.
Well, you know, they've written songs about it, Vicki. They've actually, and just one short verse is, the wicked carry us away. Captivity requires from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? We're living in a strange land. It's our land. You know,
well,
it's
John,
like,
do you remember when Obama advertised his quote-unquote manufacturing hubs?
Yeah, and I also, I've got to go, but one more comment. I remember when he took the oath of office, the first oath of office, he did not say, I swear to execute the office of the presidency. He said, I swear to execute. John Roberts interjected the office of, and Barack Obama said the presidency, and he smiled like a clown. He swore to execute the presidency, and he has done it. That's one promise that cat has kept. And he is, I'm convinced, he is O'Brien from 1984, except he's Obama. He is the administrator.
Yeah. All right, let's get Vicky's thought on that. Vicki, go
ahead.
Yeah,
I remember that, and supposedly they redid the oath of office in a private ceremony. Well, I think that's crap. They didn't do any such thing, and he is not the president of the United States. He is an administrator under an international system.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my thinking, it really doesn't matter because they don't intend to keep any oaths that they take anyway. But
well, that's
I appreciate
true.
The call,
but he
John.
Couldn't be. He couldn't be. I mean, that's probably why they haven't moved for impeachment, because he's not really the president.
Yeah.
So exactly. You can't impeach somebody who's not a president. He's, you know, international administrator.
Yep, there you go. All right, let's go to Sonny in Idaho. Sonny, you're up next. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Darren and Vicki and Nancy. Listen, I just finished a book that I think it's got to be the best kept secret in the country. This author, it is so meticulously footnoted. The sources are just impeccably vetted. And it gives names, dates, places, quotes, documents, everything. Irrefutable evidence of exactly what is going on right now, because it's been going on for a couple hundred years. And if anyone had ever told me that I would ever pick up a 600-plus page history book and not be able to put it down, I'd say you're barking up the wrong tree. But it's you can't put it down. It is so good. And it shows in here exactly what they've done throughout the last couple hundred years. You know, if a country cannot manufacture anything of its own, and the people are not allowed to use the resources of their own country, and the indigenous people can't access the resources, and they come in and they take all the food out, and the people can't produce their own food, they starve the nation to death. I mean, the ones we know most popular are Ireland and the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what is going on with us. And
so did you tell us the name of the book?
It's called The Ruling Elite, and guess what? It's by our own Deanna Spingola.
Oh, okay.
And if go to Spingola.com, you look on there, the woman is too modest to talk about her own stuff. She had to self-publish this, obviously, or it wouldn't be out there. But it's fabulous. I just finished the number 2 book, and I'm starting on the number 1 right now. But, y'all, it's been right under our nose, the exact outline of what they're doing to us, but we haven't been able to put it together because we've never been taught true history.
Yeah.
That's true. They just completely got rid of history in our schools and replaced it with something called, some mushy thing called social studies.
Mm-hmm, sociology and all of that. But, Darren, I'm telling you what, we talk all the time about not being able to get our friends and our relatives to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit down with this book without a highlighter in your hand.
Okay.
But you can just flip open this book and just say, look, read this. I mean, it is such an eye-popper, and it's fact. And she, God love her, she put all of her footnotes on each page so you don't have to flip to the back to see where did she get that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she really vetted her resources.
She is a meticulous documenter. We know Deanna.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling everybody about it. And you know what people in my Christmas list are getting for Christmas this year? They're going to get a taste of reality with these books.
Well, that's
good
a good idea, too,
good
you know, because, you know, sharing stuff that hopefully people will sit down and actually read and put the electronic devices away. Hey, remember those little things with pages? Yeah, you know, paper pages? Imagine that, huh? Hey, I appreciate the call there, Sonny. Thank you so much.
Have a good
week.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we have Warner in Canada. I bet he's got a story to tell. We'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicschools.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. Channelingreality.com is her website. That's channelingreality.com. And I want to go back to the phones here, and we have Warner from New Brunswick, Canada on. Warner has just had an experience about a week ago, and they took possession of him. They locked him up on some trumped-up charges. And Warner, I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah, but Darren, should I say, I didn't want to barge in with my issues there today. That wasn't the reason why I called.
Well, but I understand that. You know, and here's the thing. I'd like to talk to you off the air later on sometime this weekend and get an update on your story, maybe have you come on the show and talk in significant detail about what's been going on there.
Diana, you know, the last lady that phoned in, you know.
Yes.
I think it was long past due that someone would give Diana some more credit for the humongous work she has been doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The two opposite of all those we are entrusted to do the work for us and paying them for. All
right.
Those deadbeats that live on our taxpayers' money.
Yeah, I agree.
And you mentioned there Obama. Maybe they should call him the Joker. Fooled you again and again and again. You know?
Yeah, some people never learn. But I think a lot of people have learned. And he's lost a lot of support. But what's on your mind there, Warner?
Oh, you mentioned there during your discussion there about the communism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot understand how people can be so brain dead. What were the main slogans of the communists? The workers should own the means of production so that they cannot be exploited by the factory workers. You know, like it was especially during the early parts of industrialization, you know, especially in England. And what I understood in Russia, there were factories operating on the feudal system. You know, basically the workers, they were owned by the one who owns the factories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but this is the workers shall own the means of the production. And what did the communists do? They expropriated the properties, you know. Yeah. And the stewards of the land that had been taken for many generations care of the land, you know, if they mm-hmm. didn't want to participate, they killed them or threw them in the gulags.
Yeah, what we have here is a shifting of the balance of power away from the people altogether, even as the shifting of the wealth of the people to, you know, I mean, just look how many wealthy CEOs we have now. You know, and really we can talk about communism and corporatism, but really I think it's two heads of the same coin once again. And I have to say that because I get emails from people, Vicky, where they're talking about, you know, if you talk too much about corporatism, they'll accuse you of being a communist. You know,
that's right. They do. And I you know, this is really
Dialectic. It's a dialectic.
Yeah, I think the whole communist thing, you know, it was written way back when, and they were looking at the world as they saw it then. And so because everything occurred on a political level, you know, they described it in a political level. But the way it's happening here is on a commercial level. And it's the corporations that are leading the effort for the global system. And this, there's something else that the people should look at is a guy named Swope, S-W-O-P-E. He was the CEO of GE. And apparently, he's the one that came up with the Roosevelt's National Recovery Plan, or National Recovery Act, the NRA. And the idea of the National Recovery Act, part of it, was that corporations under industry trade associations would be, quote, self-governing. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you have industries being self-governing, then you're taking the U.S. government out of it.
Yeah.
And what happens then is that the industries become governed at the international level with a circle of elites making the laws and rules for their own industry.
There you go. You basically unleashed the corporations, the multinationals, to run roughshod over the people.
Right. Exactly right.
And that's
precisely what's happened with the banking and finance. They were deregulated in this country. They were deregulated over in Great Britain so that they could form the international system. Now, these things don't happen overnight. You know,
mm-hmm.
it takes a while to write the laws for banks to act. And so what happened in the 1990s in the United States, we began feeling the result of in 2006, 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
And so,
yep.
You know, there's this lead time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Warner, follow up?
Well, what I want to say, you know, democracy has become a completely hollow word in about 9 years ago at the meeting, I said the ivory towers are getting higher and higher, and those that make the decisions are harder and harder to reach for the people, you know. And now the ivory towers are halfway around the world, you know. And yeah, they claim it's democracy, you know, but actually the world is ruled not by the people, but by the exploiters. And the exploiters have appeared in all different disguises all through history, you know, from slavery to feudalism, to the conquerors, when they to colonialism. And now, the last few hundred years, they come with all those different political ideology, promised, you know, a Garden Eden of Earth on this planet. And what you will recognize them by the fruits they are bearing. And it's high time that the people wake up.
Yep. Amen.
You're,
I agree.
You're exactly
and
right, Warner.
Taking actions. I don't advocate any kind of violent reactions because it only breeds more violence. You know,
yeah.
And then there is a lot of bitterness and revenge and everything is left, you know. That only destroys. Productive actions taken, you know.
Yeah.
And the word is mightier than the sword. And
right.
The Amish have a good way, a good tradition. Anybody who offends against the community, they shun them, you know. And the human being is a social creature, you know. And I wonder, you know, when those that, the bad ones, when they're being shunned and their families and everything, you know.
Uh-huh. Well.
It is would be a very mighty weapon.
Yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it? If we could shame them publicly and they would be shunned by their associates. But, you know, the problem is they don't go in our circles. They got their little elite circles. But listen, Warner, I'd like to be in touch with you a little bit later on, and we'll get up to speed on your current situation. But I appreciate you calling in, sir. God bless you.
May all right, bless you all, you know. You.
Well, I guess he's gone now. We'll be in touch, Warner. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Excuse me, I got a cold here, so I'm a little bit...
No problem at all.
But we were talking earlier about the influx of foreigners and foreign trade zones. This is nothing more than government-sanctioned ethnic cleansing is all that is. And I want to talk about a couple items, if I may, about Detroit a little bit and about Putin. And I don't trust Putin. A lot of people, even on alternative media, are heralding... Putin is some kind of hero, and I think Putin and Obama are playing good cop, bad cop.
I think you're right.
And I'm sorry?
I agree with that.
And it looks like, Putin is giving Syria kind of like limited aid, limited military goods, but not enough to really tip the balance. And then they go up to the brink of a possible invasion. And then Russia promises, well, says, okay, well, we've got your back if you give up your chemical weapons, but that might be the only ace up their sleeve that they have to prevent any possible attack. But I want to talk about Detroit for a second. With you being living in Michigan, you may have heard about this. So this is from xrepublic.tv. City of Detroit hopes to boost permitting revenues, plans to shut down 20 small businesses a week with Operation Compliance. And I'll continue the article if you like in the email, but basically the city police are just on the slimmest of excuses. They're just shutting down restaurants, small retail outlets all over Detroit.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really batting a thousand with these breaks today. Anyway, Mike is in Maryland. Mike, you were talking about Operation Compliance, the city's code enforcement crackdown on the city of Detroit. And go right ahead, sir, with your thoughts, please.
Yeah, let me just read three short paragraphs. I don't want people's eyes to glaze over, so I'll be try to be concise. Operation Compliance began with a stated goal of shutting down 20 businesses a week. Since its inception, Operation Compliance has resulted in the closure of 383 small businesses, with another 536 in the process of quote-unquote compliance, according to the figures provided to Reason TV by city officials. But business owners say that Operation Compliance unfairly targets small, struggling businesses in poor areas of town, and that the city's maze of regulations is nearly impossible to navigate, with permit fees that are excessive and damaging to businesses running on thin profits. And here's a quote from one of the businessmen. It's hard to run a business in Detroit. It's taken me 3 years to get approval for an outside patio, says Larry Mongo, who runs Cafe de Mongo Speakeasy, a successful bar and restaurant in downtown Detroit. So it's just, it's like Detroit is like a boxer in a ring who's on one knee, down for the count, and he's trying to get up, and then the referee kicks him in the teeth. It's just
you know that's the thing that comes to my mind when you read that, and I'll see what you think about this, Vicky. It's almost like they're inviting the Chinese, the foreigners, to come in here and set up shop in Detroit, and at the same time, they're persecuting small business owners, especially in hard-hit neighborhoods, depressed areas, and putting them out of business almost to create a business environment that is favorable to the foreigners. What do you think?
Well, it's hard to say, but yes, I would agree with that, but at the same time, looking at the regulatory structure, especially for restaurants, most of those regulations have to do with health and safety. And, you know, I'll admit they kind of go a little bit overboard, but if you're bringing in people from the third world and they are being financed to open businesses, then you have people from the third world opening up restaurants. And their health and safety situations in their country are quite different than what we have in this country.
Well, what's interesting about this is that we're having a situation where the standards are being relaxed in this country to make it more favorable to the foreigners.
Well, exactly. Well, that's because you have the State Department that is selling out the whole damn country, and then you have the people that live on the ground, you know, and the health inspectors for a city are the ones that are living on the ground, and they're looking at regulation, you know, that is for health and safety. But then you have the State Department traders who are facilitating these people, setting them up in business, basically the pockets of foreign populations to come in and do business in this country.
Okay, so, Mike, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Part of the population that knows what's going on, and the bigger percentage of the population that has no idea.
The other issue is that hundreds and hundreds of businesses have been allowed to open from China, and in Detroit specifically, hundreds of businesses have been allowed to open from India in Detroit, and if you and I go to a bank to try to get a loan for a small business, we are denied. But foreigners can get loans from American banks to open businesses, including illegals.
Yep.
Yes, that's the misalignment of interests. And
absolutely.
There you go.
And did you want me to send you the article?
Is that the one on Reason?
No,
is that the Reason? Okay, yeah, go right ahead then.
Public TV. It might have been on Reason, too.
Okay, radio@governamerica.com. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'd like to read this key statement that Barroso had in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says, "But every one of us can explain what we did and why. There is a direct link between one country's loans and another country's banks, between one country's investments and another country's businesses, between one country's workers and another country's companies. This kind of interdependence means only European solutions work." Well, he was talking about the European Union, but that is a global policy that was put in place by the G8 or the G7 beginning in 1990.
Yeah, the European Union really is the model that they're implementing. Okay. And they're going to implement here in the West if they get their way.
Right. So you have our domestic banks giving foreigners loans for businesses in our country. And you have the reverse is true in foreign countries.
Okay, I'm going to say to the rest of you callers on the line there, we want to get to as many of you as possible. So if you could be as brief as you can, I'd like to be able to try to squeeze everybody in. First up, Bill in Indiana. Go right ahead.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Vicky. I'll be real quick here. A comment and a question, please. Okay, all this foreign, very good information on the foreign trade zone, free trade zones, as I call them, and like initiatives. I see those as backdoor Trojan horses, which will have the same effect on America as on Troy. These things are set. My understanding is that they're autonomous. Our laws will not apply to them. Our tax code, our regulations will not apply to them. And all these free trade zones have land set aside for them in the 50 states. Is that true, Vicki?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
My research, yes, that is true.
Thank you. Thank you, hon. I have a question. I have a little bit of cognitive dissonance lately. Listen to RBN, Darren. I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Is the Federal Reserve, Darren, a government-controlled, government-managed, government-operation institution run for the benefit of American people and the public, or
no.
Is the Federal Reserve Bank hold a privately held, clandestinely run operation run for the benefit of the few?
It is my understanding the Federal Reserve is a private central bank, and it is owned by shareholders of other banks. And I think I know where your cognitive dissonance is coming from.
Yes, sir.
And but I believe it is a private institution, and it is a, you know, there's a close association. We could get into it a little bit more later. Unfortunately, we're quickly running out of time, but there's a close association with the federal government.
Yeah, it's a quasi-government. It's a shield that they use to hide behind. I'll say this quick for any folks behind me, okay, so they can get on too. Eustace Mullins did a wonderful job documenting in The Secrets of the Federal Reserve who owns the Federal Reserve. It foots back to the Bank of London, and that foots back to the Rothschilds. And my problem, my cognitive dissonance, is that what's going on is the powers that be, I believe, are running a full-court press disinformation campaign, and they're devoting their attention on RBN as well. On Deanna Spingola's show and John Stadtmiller's show,
well,
they both have had people on there saying that this government, this
well, people,
Federal Reserve
people are
Bank
entitled
is the
to their
bank.
Opinion, sir. You know, and
yes, it is.
You know, that's
if you're not
I got to run. I got to run. I'm running out of time. Gary in Arkansas, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll be really quick. I run across the situation here trying to forward hot links off the RBN homepage, and I kept getting them bounced back. It was one article by Dr. Wynn Barker, two articles by Dave Hodges. They were sent to an AOL recipient. They kept getting kicked back, and I did the code why it was kicked back, and apparently...
Let me interrupt you here because we're running out of time. There should be a link there, an email for the webmaster. They just launched a brand-new website, so that's probably the source for the problems, and those things will be corrected in time. So I appreciate you calling in, though. Dallas in Canada, real quickly, sir.
Yes. Hi there. Yeah.
Yep, got about a minute left in the show, so you're going to have to be quick.
Regarding the government shutdown and what's coming, I found evidence of something coming today. Post on the sign by our army out here in Canada. It's out of schedule for their training. And I want to send you a link with it and some more information. What's your email?
Radio@governamerica.com.
Okay, please have a look at that.
Radio@governamerica.com.
Can you ask other callers to... share any evidence that they have found for Monday as being a bad day.
Okay, well, you know, we're almost off the air, but we'll maybe later shows we can do that. Michael in New York, can you be real brief?
Yes, sir, Darren. Thomas Jefferson, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on a continent their fathers conquered. And it's definitely a Trojan horse tactic. Just think of what they did to the Native Americans 150 years ago, people. Well, we are the new Native Americans.
There you go. That's a good way of summing it up. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Vicki. Always a great show whenever you're on. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. ChannelingReality.com. Check out our valuable research, folks. We'll talk to you next week. Freedom.